Hello, and welcome to the Rotten Remo Podcast, and today we are delving inside the world of plastic surgery, but not America's plastic surgery culture, no. We are going to be talking about the South Korean plastic surgery world, because that one seems, pretty interesting. So, allow me to give you some background on how I found the topic and how I feel about plastic surgery. I found out about the topic from a channel on YouTube called Simon and Martina. And Simon and Martina, if you're listening to this, I love you so much. Please, I love you. Please write me something. I love you so much. I've been watching you since 2014. I love you so much. I was there when you moved from Korea to Japan. But anyways, I love these two. They are my favorite YouTubers ever. They live in Japan now, but moved there from South Korea, and while they lived in South Korea, they would upload videos about Korean topics. They would talk about family, they would talk about death, they would talk about money, how things work in Korea, and all that shit. And one of their topics was plastic surgery and beauty, and that's how I found out about them. Now, my opinion on plastic surgery is that if you want to get something done to make yourself feel more attractive or beautiful, go for it. But please be mindful about what you're getting, because you want to get plastic surgery to improve your beauty, not to change it. You have a vision about what you want to look like. Stick with it and be careful not to get cheap silicone injected into your face. Know where your shit is coming from. And if it's safe, baby. Let me also say that South Korea isn't the only country that performs plastic surgery. The US is another notable country that has a lot of plastic surgery. So we are not innocent. We are not the innocent ones here. But South Korea is super interesting for various reasons. I'll get right into it now. So without further ado, let's just jump right into it. The first story is about a fan of the popular South Korean boy band BTS, but most importantly on Jimin. Oliver London has become a huge fan of the South Korean singer, and just like any fan, he attends their concerts and stands over them constantly. I have friends like that who just adore BTS, like just fucking love them. I like K-pop myself. I haven't really gotten super into it in the past few years, but I do enjoy K-pop. My favorite group was Nine Muses, but I don't think they have nine members. Yeah, after doing some research, I found out that Nine Muses only has five members, and one of them is on hiatus, so there's that. But like, I totally get where Oliver London is coming from. But here's where Oliver goes a little bit off for me. Oliver London has decided to go under the knife to look like Jimin. In fact, he has spent £75,000, which is $91,000, to look like the BTS member. And it doesn't stop there. He doesn't only want to look like Jimin, but he also wants to sound like Jimin. Oliver lived in South Korea when his standing began in 2013, and this was also the same time when BTS debuted. Oliver said that he saw the boy band on TV and loved them instantly, and also got his first nose job in South Korea. And he has been continuing the surgeries for 5 years. Well, six now, since the article came out in 2018. I was reading the article, and he also got the fat tissue of his chest removed. And I was just like, why? This guy just wants to kind of be Jimin. I get he said that he doesn't want to change his ethnicity and he will always be Caucasian, but like, you need to stop, dude. Trying to sound like Jimin too is just crossing the line with me. Looking like someone, okay, if that's what you want to do, that's totally fine. It's your money and your life. You can do whatever you want. But trying to sound like someone, no! That's just not okay. If you need surgery to sound like someone, maybe you shouldn't do it. I don't know. That's just like my hot take on it. And I just think it's just ridiculous. And also, I'm seeing his face, and he looks somewhat similar to Jimin. There's a photo of Oliver holding a picture of himself before the plastic surgery, and you know what? I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'm just gonna leave it there, because I don't want to seem mean about how he looks. He says he feels beautiful, so I mean, what else is left to say? He feels beautiful. Let's leave it at that. Imagine you're back in high school and your parents want to get you a present for, you know, encouragement. They want to get you something to encourage you to pass your classes and graduate. Now just think for a second what you would want. I personally would have loved to have a car, but my family is kind of poor, so a car would have been asking a lot. Maybe I would have asked for money to go somewhere fun, like an amusement park or round one to play arcade games, but in South Korea, parents encourage their kids with the promise of paying for cosmetic surgery. Yeah, that's right. You have high school students in South Korea passing their classes with the promise of a cosmetic surgery. And this practice is apparently really common over there. Here in America, we are trying to teach our kids that you are perfect no matter what. Inner beauty is what matters, and to embrace who you are in South Korea. You know, embrace who you are. But in South Korea, they are taught to be smart and beautiful, which isn't a problem. It's just, it's becoming a little bit unruly, in my opinion. One common surgery seen in high schools is the double eyelid surgery, and I'll explain what that is later in the list segment, because I'll be going over the 9 popular surgeries in South Korea. High school students will get cosmetic surgeries over their winter break and be expected to be told that they look amazing, because that's the whole reason why they're getting the surgery in the first place. So they'll go over to winter break and they'll get the double eyelid surgery. Oh my god, I keep fucking that up. They want to seem flawless or something very close to it. Just seems like there's an expectation to look a certain way in South Korea, and that notion is still wild as fuck to me. Mallory Thornberry, a South Korean English teacher who moved from Florida in 2009, said that she noticed that the high schools had lots of full-length mirrors in the hallways, and that students were freely just looking at themselves because health and beauty are very important in South Korea. People in South Korea will tell you if you're fat. So if you ever plan a trip there and you are overweight, be ready. 16-year-old student Ye Jin Kim said that Mallory was very pretty, and she also talked about an art teacher of hers who had a baby and she came back with a new nose. This, coupled with the fact that people have to look good in order to succeed in life, is the reason why high school kids search out plastic surgery while they're still in school. So parents see it as a good way to encourage kids to pass their classes. And it's just, I just think it's wild. I can't imagine going to high school and seeing some girl after winter break come back with a new nose. It's just wild. But like, I guess that kind of stuff does happen, especially in like California or something. It just seems like the norm over there. It's just crazy. Apparently, there is a cosmetic clinic in South Korea that has been met with some backlash. The clinic uploaded a video of their YouTube channel showing the benefits of plastic surgery and showcasing a consultation of a female patient and her results. It starts with her being very excited with the surgery. And mind you, here's a little just, I found this article about the video. I could not find the video itself. I wish I could, so I could see what the hell they're talking about, but they didn't link me or anything. I'm just going off but what the article is telling me. So the video starts by showing the benefits of plastic surgery and showcasing a consultation of a female patient and her results. It starts with her being very excited about the surgery. The video cuts out the fact that she was in pain and her experience with it. The video just focuses on how happy she is with her results. The problem with the video is not that it's promoting plastic surgery, but how it does it. See, the video apparently doesn't mention any of the pain after that the patient went through, which is pretty important if you're going in to get something done on your face. You want to know how painful it's going to be. Whenever you want to get some plastic surgery, you want to know what they'll be doing to you, how much it'll cost, how painful it'll be, what the doctor will do to help you be more comfortable while recovering, and most important part being the side effects. The video apparently just cuts out all that shit and leaves in the patient, her excitement for the procedure, and the result with a good review. It's not informative at all. It's just card stacking at this point. And that's why the video has caused so much backlash. According to Park Ho-kyun, who works for the law firm Hippocra in South Korea, the clinic's YouTube content violates current laws by giving limited information on the surgery and emphasizing only the merits, thus preventing people from making an informed choice. To be honest, if I saw this video, I wish I did. I totally wish I did. But if I was living in South Korea at the time, and I saw a YouTube video like that, where it's just like someone talking about a procedure and then magically getting it done, I would not go to that clinic. I honestly would want to talk to someone who has had a procedure like mine that I want to get done at the clinic that I want to go to. You know what I mean? I want to talk to patients who have gotten the same surgery as me at the same clinic and their experience with it. And then I can make a more informed choice. A YouTube video kind of showing a quick little, wow, these are the results of plastic surgery. Be smarter with it, you know, do your research and don't rely on what YouTube has to say. I'm not trying to sound very cynical, but like YouTube is, you can't get all your information from a YouTube video. You have to do some research yourself. And it's just a dangerous game you're playing if you're just putting all your faith into a quote-unquote informative YouTube video. You kind of have to form your own little opinion and your own decisions based on research that you have done. So I kind of see where this article is going. But then again, I wish I could have just seen the damn video so I could have made a more thorough decision on the article. But we'll see. I'm going to try to find the video too because I'm really curious about it. Maybe I'll contact whoever wrote the article and see if I can get like a link or something to it. And I'll come back to you guys with the results. The last article is about the pressures of to be beautiful in South Korea. The first part is about how South Koreans get plastic surgery in order to become more attractive to people romantically. And it's usually men who want to appear more attractive to women and use lots of K-pop and K-drama artists. Like, they'll take a picture of who they want to look like to the surgeon, and the surgeon will do it, and one Korean celebrity that has influenced cosmetic procedures for men is an actor by the name of Seo Kang-jun. And I'm not gonna lie, I looked him up and like, damn dude, he is fine as fuck. I swear if I had one chance I would be on him like an open bar. But yeah, he's influenced lots of procedures with men. The second part is that people like to get work done so that they can seem more appealing to employers, since employers are always looking for candidates who are nice to look at. And I know that sounds super fucked up, but like, it's how things work over there, and I do hope things are changing, but beauty does influence how people see each other. And the last part about how South Koreans get work done because they want to stay youthful. Kim Myung-hye,
a 59-year-old housewife from Seoul has had procedures done to make more... Oh, I'm sorry. I just... Those burps have been coming up. Kim Myung-hye, a 59-year-old housewife from Seoul, has had procedures done to appear more youthful. And that doesn't just mean facially, but she makes an effort to try new hobbies like playing golf. Her daughter, 41, has had operations done since she was 20 and has said that it's better to get plastic surgery when you're young because you can then enjoy your new face longer. It's just crazy in South Korea with beauty, isn't it? So those are a few articles I found on the topic of South Korean plastic surgery, but I haven't explained what these procedures are. So that's what I'm going to do right now, is explain what some of the popular surgeries are, where on the face it is, how much, and whether it's popular or not. So number one on our list is the double eyelid surgery, which affects the eyes, obviously. And it is one of the most popular procedures in South Korea with both men and women. The procedure removes excess fat to get that double eyelid effect that has become really popular. The usual cost for a double eyelid surgery is roughly $2,000 to $4,000, depending on where you go. There are a few things about this procedure. One is that it can take under an hour at best to do, and you only have to stay at the clinic for a few hours. And two, the anesthesia is just eye-numbing cream, which means that you'll be awake for the procedure. One reason that people get this procedure is to get a Western look. Not Caucasian, just more Western. Number two on the list is the jaw reduction surgery, and what the procedure does is slim down the chin, giving patients that desired V line. And what the doctor has to do is go in and shave part of the mandible to create the slimmer jawline. The surgery costs around $4,000 at the cheapest level of jaw surgery, but some more advanced procedures would cost near $8,000. This one just sounds really goddamn painful. I'm very happy with my jawline. It's just covered up with some like blubber, you know? So I would never get this done. It sounds and looks painful. Number three is the eye widening surgery. And it's exactly what the title says. It's a surgery that makes your eyes wider. The surgery is cheaper than the others since it only affects the shape of the eye, and the price is around $800 for the cheaper side and $1,500 for the more expensive ones. This is another surgery where you can be completely awake because they use eye numbing cream, so that way you can tell the doctor whether it hurts or not, so that's cool. Number four is the rhinoplasty, also known as a nose job. This I know about. This is your basic nose job, and what they do is make your nose more pronounced. And many Koreans like a high nose bridge, and rhinoplasty can give you that high nose bridge. It can also remove any bumps on your nose, like if you have that bump on the bridge of your nose, rhinoplasty can remove it. So it'll just be a suave nose. A lot of people like to do this alongside with another procedure. I'm not sure what it is. I think it's like a forehead surgery, but we'll get to that in a second. Five is something called the forehead augmentation. This is the one. And this procedure does make your forehead look smoother and rounder. And Koreans believe that having a rounder forehead helps provide a more youthful appearance. This one in paired with a rhinoplasty can be done at the same time, and it helps balance out the face, according to an article I read. Number six is also a procedure I know about, and it's a hair transplant surgery. Now, all I know about hair transplants is that it's good for people who are balding, and it's supposed to be, you know, helpful to their hair and their, you know, hairdos and stuff. From the pictures I've seen, it looks really nice. I have this fear that, like, one day my hair is just gonna dump off, like, that common dream. You know that dream where your hair just starts falling off in clumps? Yeah, like, I have that fear. So, this procedure can run you around $4,000, and I have one question about these surgeries, and that's where do these fuckers get the money to become beautiful? Because I would love to know. Like, with that kind of money, I could buy a used car and be happy. I could have my own apartment with that money. Whatever. Let's just move on to the next damn procedure. Fucking South Koreans making thousands of dollars to become beautiful. Bitch, I could live a prosperous life and be ugly. Number 7 is a chin augmentation. And this procedure is done for people who have weak chins. And it also creates that V-line. Oh, wait, no. This one, chin augmentation, is the one that's paired with rhinoplasty, not the forehead one. I'm sorry. This procedure is also paired with a rhinoplasty to help frame the face and create the balance to make that the face perfect. So this is the one. So chin augmentation is the one with... Okay. Chin augmentation with a nose job makes your face look balanced and perfect. And just like feeling my face. And ugh. Did you know that the nose job has been around since the 16th century? And like what they would do... Little fun fact about rhinoplasty. Stop listening if you get a little bit cringy about this kind of stuff. So what they would do is they would take a leaf, they would put it on your nose and see if you know, the leaf would fit your nose pretty well. They would get you plastered, like drunk, like 2 gallons of Four Locos drunk, you know what I mean? And they would get you wasted. And they would take that leaf and they would put it on your forehead with the tip of the leaf still touching the tip of your nose. And they would cut your skin out in the shape of a leaf, but leave a little bit of skin attached to where the beginning of your nose starts. And they would fold it down and they would put it on like that. It was crazy when I heard about that. And, you know, surgeries have been around for centuries, but plastic surgeries... Ooh, they wild. All right, let's get back to the list. We have 2 more. Number 8 is teeth capping. This procedure is not even painful, according to the description, but I've never had shit done, so I'm honestly not the person to talk about any of this kind of surgery. But with teeth capping, the doctor takes a thin layer of porcelain veneer and places it over the affected teeth. And what they do is they shave a little bit off on the teeth that are going to get the veneers, and they place them like that. It says here that the procedure is completely painless and can be done in about a week. I've honestly thought about getting veneers. I would really like some veneers. Just saying. And finally, at number 9 is breast augmentation, or how we know it as a boob job. This one, I think, is the simplest of all the surgeries I've talked about. This is mainly for women, although I have read a story about a man getting a boob job as a bet. But that's not important right now. Boob jobs are for women who want bigger tits. Let's be real. We live in a world where we have famous people who are made of 30% plastic. So seeing someone who got a boob job is not shocking anymore. Which is just, it's just kind of like the norm now. It's just like, oh, you got a boob job. Oh, congratulations. I don't care. Now that we have covered some stories and the list of the most popular procedures in South Korea, I'm going to be talking about some of the dark sides of plastic surgery. And it is pretty dark. I've already mentioned a few things, but I'm just going to reiterate some of them because... people don't realize how dangerous sometimes plastic surgery in general is, but right now I'm just talking about the dangers of South Korean plastic surgery in this segment. In the culture of cosmetic surgery, it is pretty well known that there are dangers of plastic surgeries from doctors who are cheap but not certified to do surgeries, or silicone that isn't high grade and potentially dangerous. There are lots of dangers to plastic surgery, like anything else in South Korea, they have their own. One of the dangers is something called a ghost doctor. And the rough definition of a ghost doctor is an unknown doctor who perform surgery in the place of the proper doctor, and that can be a potentially dangerous thing. Back in 2015, a young man by the name of Park H.I., I don't think he wanted to give his full name out for, you know, legal purposes, but he came from the city of Cheonan, South Korea. He went into a clinic to get his jaw defined, paying the equivalent of $10,680. But after the surgery, he found himself mutilated and also suffering from edema and partial paralysis. Park went to renowned plastic surgery Dr. Sang, and he was very surprised with how quickly he scheduled an appointment with him and was very excited. But Park heard some rumors about doctors using ghost doctors, so Park took a video recorder with him to a surgery, and his worst nightmare came true. An unknown doctor came into the operating room and performed the procedure. Park decided to sue the clinic, but that is a bit harder than it seems. Since legal charges are so expensive in South Korea, clinics can easily get away with using ghost doctors. Clinics also get away with the illegal practice because most clients do not have sufficient evidence to take to court, making it hard for clients to prove that a ghost doctor was operating on them. No other article has been written about ghost doctors that I could find, but I will be on the lookout for more. But let's talk more about the dark side of plastic surgery in South Korea. While doctors are becoming a problem in South Korea, this issue is only being encouraged by the fact that the stress to be beautiful is becoming very crippling to South Koreans. As I pointed out in some articles I've read, the pressure to be beautiful has become very important. So important, in fact, that parents are using plastic surgery to encourage their children to pass their classes so that they are prepared for when they have to find a job. Speaking of jobs, in South Korea, being beautiful is a must if you want to find a job in South Korea. Companies require you to send a headshot to see if you fit in with what the company stands for, and usually they're looking for pretty faces so that people feel comfortable with the company. In short, they're hiring pretty people to make companies look better. K-pop also has a negative effect on how people perceive themselves. South Koreans are using K-pop artists as their reference photos. They go in for a consultation and they bring a photo of someone like G-Dragon and tell the surgeon that they want to look more like him. And that's usually how it goes. They also use K-drama celebrities as reference photos. It just goes to show that South Koreans are using TV and music stars to base their beauty standards. And it's not the celebrity's fault that they are being used as a template of beauty. And it's not the country's fault either. Like any other country in the world, they are influenced by other influences. This influence for South Korea being Western culture. With all the procedures that I read off that list, it's pretty easy to see that Western influence has indeed saturated itself into South Korean culture. Take example of the double lid surgery, a pretty easy and simple surgery that gives South Korean women and men a more Western look, since double lids are not as common in Asian countries, but are extremely common in European countries and America. America and Europe introduce Asian countries to plastic surgery. Simple as that. But like I said in the beginning, South Korea isn't the only country in the world that does plastic surgery. The US is extremely well known for plastic surgery. I don't know about South Korea, but in America, we literally have shows about plastic surgery, and we have no problem with that. The whole point of this segment is just to show that, yeah, South Korea does have its plastic surgery issues as well, just like America does. America is not guilty of having plastic surgery issues. You have people who get surgeries done and procedures done in the cheapest ways possible. That's why I brought up doctors who shouldn't be operating, who are not certified. It's just when people want to be beautiful and they don't have the money or the resources to do so, they will go with the cheapest alternative, which is usually the most dangerous one. It's just a dangerous game with plastic surgery, you know? But that's all I'm going to say about this topic. And with that, I think I'm going to end this episode here. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And remember, as always, you can find my podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else where podcasts are broadcast. And before you go, I'm just going to give you a little list of where you can find my podcast, okay? Give me 1 second. Okay, you guys ready for this? All right. So you can find my main profile where all my podcasts are being uploaded on anchor.fm/rottenrainbow. You can also find my podcast on other platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Those are all the platforms where you can find my podcast and episodes for it. So if you guys can, please follow me on Spotify, wherever you decide to listen to my podcast. Follow me, add me to your, you know, lineup of stuff to listen to on your app. Please support my podcast, because it's still kind of rough around the edges, but I'm really trying. Yeah, I'm really trying to get this off the ground. But thank you so much, guys, for listening, and I will catch you in the next episode, okay? See you later.